Self-Evident is a platform that is dedicated to speaking truths that were once self-evident and doing so in love. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode, and welcome back to episode 3 of our 8-part series, The Foundations of Truth. And in this episode, we're going to be going over really quickly who God is in the person of the Holy Spirit. And once again, I cannot reiterate or emphasize enough that just because the third person of the Trinity is the Holy Spirit does not in any way take away from his co-eternalness or his majesty or his being God. That Father, Son, Holy Spirit are different in an economical sense in how they function, but they are one in an ontological sense as being God. So, who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is undoubtedly the most misunderstood person of the Trinity simply because his work is more subtle than God the Father in the Old Testament, and then we see more of God the Son in the New Testament. And the Holy Spirit is more behind the scenes. He's in the life of the believer. He's working in our hearts. He's working in our minds, in conforming us into the image of Christ. But we see in 1 Corinthians 2, 10 through 11, that he thinks and feels. He is a person, after all. He decides. 1 Corinthians 12, 11, he speaks. John 15, 26 says, "When the advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me." He teaches, John 14, 26, "But the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." He intercedes for us, Romans 8, 26, and this was actually referenced in our first episode, that in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. He helps to make our weaknesses become empowered strengths. 2 Corinthians 12, 9. "But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness so that Christ's power may rest on me." He guides us. 1 Corinthians 2, 13. "This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words." He also can be lied to in Acts 5, 3 with Priscilla and Aquila. He can be insulted, Hebrews 10, 29. "How much more severely do you think someone deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as unholy thing the blood of the covenant that I sanctified them, and who has insulted the Spirit of grace?" He can be grieved. And he can be resisted. Acts 7, 51, "You stiff-necked people, your hearts and ears are still uncircumcised. You are just like your ancestors. You always resist the Holy Spirit." And so we see that, again, the Holy Spirit is a person. Even though he is called the Holy Spirit, or in Old King James, he's called the Holy Ghost, that just because he has a different function in the Godhead does not in any way lessen his personhood or anything of the sort. And of course, I will reference all of the sources that I'm listing so you can read these for yourself and learn more about the Holy Spirit. Now, what does the Holy Spirit exactly do? The work of the Holy Spirit, according to this source I'm reading, the NIV Bible, is to glorify Christ and make him real in the daily life of the believer. The Holy Spirit serves as God's divine administrator on earth, and he desires and works to recreate the life of Christ in his people. And this is the purpose. Again, I referenced this, I believe, in the first episode, that Jesus told his disciples, "It's to your benefit that I go away, because the Helper will come." And so now we, as all believers, after the day of Pentecost, have the indwelling nature of the Holy Spirit. And it's so beautiful to recognize that we have God dwelling with us, in us, among us. And it just gives, I believe, a sense of beauty and confidence throughout the day, knowing that I have the Spirit of God living in me. Such a beautiful thing to uncover, such a beautiful thing to meditate on, that even though you might feel alone or you might feel that God is distant, if you are a believer in Christ, God is 100% with you. And it's so beautiful to reflect on that. The Holy Spirit empowers Christians to share the gospel. He empowers them to fight temptation. He empowers them to resist the devil. He empowers them to conform them into the image of Christ, to take away the idols of our heart, to take away the sin that so easily besets us, according to Hebrews. And so the Spirit absolutely has a crucial role in the life of the believer. If we look at back in the Old Testament, believers in that day did not have the benefit that we do of having the Holy Spirit. Again, I have to emphasize, Jesus told his disciples, "It is to your benefit that I go away, because something new is about to happen. You are going to receive a member of the Godhead, and he is going to indwell you and enrich you, empower you, enlighten you, give you purpose and hope, give you the strength to combat temptation, give you the strength to obey God's word." And that is such a beautiful promise that we as believers in this new covenant era have, that we have a member of the Godhead dwelling among us, dwelling with us, helping us to become conformed into the image of Christ. And so that is who the Holy Spirit is. He is our helper. He is our advocate. He is the one who empowers us to live in a way that is in confirmation of our faith and conforms us into the image of Christ. So I hope this episode was really helpful in understanding more of who the Holy Spirit is. Again, I will link the sources that I use below so that you can have direct access to what I am referencing, so that you can study it for yourself, so that you can learn more about it for yourself. And until next time, let us firmly rely on the protection of divine providence. This is Self-Evident.